Blog Talk Radio.
What is he doing? Yo, we don't have time. Hit the button. Miguel. Yo, Vic, come on, man. Come on, we gotta get this done,
though.
Please, focus.
Keep it 100, babe.
Energy in your voice. You sound dry than a motherfucker.
Man, I am tired. Okay, I'm tired, and I literally.
Well, you better boost it up, nigga.
Listen. Before you start, I literally just woke up.
Oh, you doing one of my joints? Oh, now you know how I feel, nigga.
I just woke up, so I am tired. Shut up now, okay? To shut it up. Had to pull over and be like, okay, I gotta get stuff together. My tablet died. It's just a whole lot going on right now. I'm just trying to get myself together. That's all I'm saying. Wait a minute. I'm trying to clear my Bluetooth from showing up too. Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Bluetooth?
No, I said my Bluetooth.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. All right. What's up? All right, everybody. Welcome to the code. I'm your hostess, Imani Jande. I have my co-host on the line. They're here. They're awake. They're alert. I'm driving. That's what we're doing. When I get to the house, I'm going to need a drink because I'm tired. And
it's been a long week.
So we drink because we say inappropriate ass things, and some people here tend to partake in other things other than the drinking. Yeah, this week has been long, black people. It's been long.
Dry snitching, some people mean partaking some things other than, man, that ain't necessary to say.
Well, nowadays it is.
Got niggas thinking we crackheads on the line.
Why is it every time?
Listen, all I'm going to say is it's legal in my state.
Oh, yeah, it is now.
Crack ain't legal in no states.
Excuse me. In one of them states, they voted that, yeah, it is.
And what did this say they voted what is?
What is it, cocaine?
You freestyling.
They sure enough did.
You freestyling.
Hold on. Let me go to Google Magic.
Please do. This nigga said a state made cocaine legal. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
This is not what we're talking about tonight, but we're going to, yeah. So last week, happened on the show?
Raising my hand. Oregon became the first state to decriminalize hard drugs such as cocaine and heroin.
That's not legal. Mm. That's decriminalized.
What that mean? That mean that if they get caught with it, they're not going to be criminals no more? What? I mean, I don't understand.
So, if you decriminalize something, you could decriminalize a narcotic or a substance. You can make it for recreational use, which is different than decriminalizing it, or you can make it legal. You know what I'm saying? Three different things. Decriminalizing means for a certain amount of possession, they'll give you a ticket, and it's what they call a violation. It's not, you know what I'm saying, a felony or a misdemeanor, but it's still against the law. And then this is where the bullshit comes in, where how they doing it with weed. Yeah, on a state level, that might be decriminalized, but you let an alphabet boy come and catch you, and federally, it is not decriminalized. So what does that really mean to your law, to your court case? You're still doing time. But I hear what you're saying.
Ron, can I ask you something?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever thought about being a lawyer or somebody?
As a child, I did want to, but nah, that's not really my cup of tea at this point in my life.
Okay. All right. I was just asking. Okay. Well, this ain't what the fuck we talking. Why you got your bright lights on? Okay. This is not what the fuck we talking about tonight. But so last week when we was on the show, Keisha Taylor and Ron were having a discussion about Carl Thomas's I Wish I Never Met Her. So that discussion brought up this week's discussion. Songs that have meaning, different meanings. And what we're going to do, we're going to talk about these songs. And we're going to tell you about their meaning. And some shit may be new to you. Some shit may be old to you. You know, like, for instance, it was some years ago. It was just some years ago. Not like my teenage years, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, somebody ruined Rain by SWV for me. I thought they were talking about the literal rain. I thought they was. They really wasn't. So therefore, their song now, when it plays, I just laugh and I just giggle. But Kanye West has decided to turn it into a church song. So now I really laugh and giggle. So,
No, he didn't.
He actually did. And it ain't just that song. There's a couple other freaky songs that he turned into gospel songs.
He did. Oh, God. So okay. Maybe I should have did that. So you know what? I changed my songs then because I'm about to tell y'all about them. But we're not going to talk about them right now. We're going to let somebody
else
go first.
Tell us about Rain. You ain't tell the people about Rain.
I thought people already knew. So here's the thing.
No, Rain, they don't know. We may know.
Okay, so the song Rain, WV, is getting a facial shower of cum to her face. Yeah, rain on me. Let your love fall like
rain. Hold on.
Your love being your semen.
So is somebody busting on her? I thought you said it was water sports, urinating on her.
No.
That is a facial. That song is about a facial, honey. Soft as a misty rain. Yes, honey, that is about a whole facial, yes.
See, I hear what you're saying, and I hate to be the dick, but, nigga, sometimes that shit don't be soft. It be hard. It be like splang, splang. It be like a fire hose.
Yeah.
Splang.
See, I understand. Okay. See, that's why you got different types of rain. So you know when it's pouring down, raining, and it's hard? That's what that is.
A torrential downpour?
Yeah. It be like that sometimes. We get it. We understand. But, you know, this particular guy she's talking about, at least my interpretation, is that he had went a few rounds already. So he was kind of tapped out. But she just said, you know what, we just going to try it this one good time. And all he had was Misty Rain left. And that's what she got.
Y'all are terrible.
And look, Misty, here's the thing.
I didn't record the song.
I didn't write it either. But here's the thing. I had to be in middle school when this song came out. And so, therefore, you know, not thinking about it, singing it, raining, you know, we love the whole album. I get so weak in my knees and, you know, you're the one for me and all that stuff.
These
yeah.
chicks is old.
So weak to you.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
And so, you know, we're like, hey, I really like that song. We sing songs like that. You know, just to be singing. Because
her name was, instead of Coco, her name was Ho-Ho. And instead of Lili, her name was Pee-Pee. And instead of Taj, her name was Minaj.
This nigga here.
Ron Sugar! Shut up! Yes,
Ho-Ho, okay. Pee-Pee, and Minaj. SWP.
I'm done.
Oh, I killed myself. Oh, I'm stupid.
But, so, yeah. So, that's what that song was about. And, yeah. And we were not supposed to be
singing
that at 13 nor 14. Who wants to go first? Who wants to go first?
You know what, Ron? You go first. Because I want to hear your explanations of your songs. You go first, sir.
All right. So, we're going to do three. My three or one at a time? Like, I do one, you do one, you do one. We're going to do one each.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so I'm going to start with my first one. So my first one is going to be the one that Dre, you know what I'm saying, I pilfered from him. So I'm going to use that one before he try to use it. So back in the days, and I had to be maybe in grade school at this time, maybe junior high school, and they came out with a song from the great group Cameo called Candy. Ow. And I didn't realize that strawberry, raspberry, all those good things, these niggas is talking about cocaine, niggas.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know they was talking about cocaine, sweet like candy. Oh, shit.
That was cocaine. I thought that was, okay. No,
all right.
You really
what do you think it was, Keisha? What do you think it was?
I thought it was about eating vagina.
Oh, you thought it was non-related. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
No, that was talking about, see, you got to know the definitions of coke. Like, no, can't.
That song made me think of another one, and the other one it made me think of, it's just not my second one, but it just like a beat to that, was White Lines.
White Lines. You know the music of the song, right?
Yeah, so those was mine. The Cameo joint right there was my first one. So they was definitely talking about, and you look up at that time, cocaine was rampant. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the 80s. You know what I'm saying? They was definitely,
yep.
Larry Blackman and them motherfuckers, they was definitely on that booger sugar. So yeah, Candy, Cameo, the booger sugar. That's my first joint right there.
So you had
this nigga
Candy
said she thought it was about eating pussy. I'm done.
Right, like I didn't know it. You know what I'm saying? I knew that later on in life it was about cocaine or whatever, but I'm just thinking it's just talking about candy. See, I'm like, oh. Strawberry, raspberry,
Chico
all
Sticks
those
and Jolly Ranchers.
You know, nerds and shit. You know, sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Wait, Sweetheart, that might be about pussy. Maybe she was right.
Johnny. Oh, God.
The bitch is sweet, but her pussy taut.
Oh, dang. Ooh,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She ain't sweet like candy. She not sweet like candy.
She ain't sweet. She's sweet like lemons.
She's sweet like lemons. Oh, God. Good night, Laura. Good night.
She's
like lemon.
Orange. Grapefruit. You know, she's a little citrus fruit.
Grapefruit.
She's
oh,
citrus.
Shit. All right, so that's my one. That's my one. Who up next?
Let's go, Keisha. Let's see here. My first one is Wale Matrimony. And basically, it's not even the whole song. It's just a verse that I didn't even realize he was talking about somebody specific. I had to really listen to the song and go back and do my Google magic. But in this particular song, one of the verses, I never knew that him and Solange, Beyonce's sister, was a thing. And apparently they were, like, really, really serious.
What? Wait a minute. Which verse was it? And I'm going to need you to read that out loud.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Edify us.
Okay.
Right, like.
Okay, so it's the second verse. And is it the second verse? Yeah. So it says, this is hard, trying to find some time to move on, because when I lost that baby, I got shady shit, got too dark, soft, and I thank you, baby, you strong. My ex before you married, you solo, so I stay so long. That's what he used to call it to launch.
Oh.
Wait, didn't she come out with an album called Solo Star?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you solo.
Uh-huh.
I didn't
now
see
remember,
that.
The timing of this, right? The timing of this, because y'all know I'm nosy. Now, the timing of this song, now, this was, remember, Solange married that man that was old enough to be her grandfather.
Now, I was going to say at least her daddy, but okay.
Well, her daddy's fucking with chicks that's young enough to be his daughter, so they even.
Okay.
So she had got married to that bald-headed man, right? And
right.
Then, like, a few months later, that song came out. And I never put two and two together until, like, I really sat with the song one day. And I was like, solo? Solo? Hey, solo.
Are you telling me Wale and Solange had an entanglement?
No, they did not. No, it
no,
was
they,
not
they,
an entanglement.
They had a full blown
relationship. Like, they were together.
Oh.
Not an entanglement. Not she was getting flued out, but like a whole ass relationship.
So here's my, okay, so let's talk about this here. So you know she not with that old man no more. They broke up. And you know Wale,
yes.
At one point I thought Wale had gotten married, but they broke up. And so he won't say who's this woman that he's with now. He won't say. Huh. I wonder.
But I will tell
I
you
ain't
this,
the one
though.
To gossip.
We don't. I've seen her. She's just as chocolate as he is now.
Okay,
now she is a dark skin. She is very dark skin. She's got the same complexion as him. But I don't.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
I
whoa!
Don't,
she
like,
who?
I don't know her.
She who?
Okay,
his new girl.
His new girlfriend. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I bet you meant Solange. I was like, wait, that bitch ain't his color.
No. His new girlfriend,
okay.
Or whatever you want to call her. Yeah, they've been. Yeah, they've been together for a good little minute. And yeah, I was surprised because I just knew she was going to be light-skinned until I saw her. I said, oh, okay. And it's not, I don't think it's the baby mom. I've never even seen the baby mom.
No, him and the baby mama broke up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not the baby mama.
Now, why
okay.
would you think
that's
that
not...
he would be with a light-skinned woman?
Maybe he look like
because
he doesn't have to be with a light-skinned woman.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what they do.
I mean, when I listen to his songs and his interviews, he makes a concerted effort to have dark-skinned women in his videos. He makes a concerted effort, you know what I'm saying, to speak about
yeah,
them in his songs.
Yeah, so, they all do, because that's the public.
No. Whoa.
They all do not.
Okay. They all do not.
That's true. Okay. But most do because they like to keep that in space. That's their public. So they want you to
so
be
have you
a
seen
certain
these
way.
Dudes
they
videos?
Still have to appeal to everybody.
These niggas be having all kind of white, Spanish, and Chinese girls in their videos. They don't be having no sisters and no dark sisters in their videos.
They don't even
or maybe
like
it's just
yeah.
me. Maybe I'm bugging.
They like skinny chicks. They don't even like no girls with no thick ass.
Thank you. And most of these niggas, they ain't got no say-so over the chicks that's in their videos. The casting director does that, or you know what I'm saying, or whoever, the AP or whatever it is, they ain't paying no attention. They listen. They got a video shoot. They happy they got a budget for it, and that's all they care about. They ain't trying to make no statements for the
glad.
Most part.
They is glad. Walking around glad. They is happy. They got some shit.
Yep.
Just happy.
But yeah, but Wale and what's the name of that song?
Matrimony.
The one with
Jerry Seinfeld at the end.
Oh,
where
he's okay,
talking about the one
out.
Planet jumping the when the planet you jump from one planet to the other planet, it's so stupid. That's the whole album that he did with Jerry Seinfeld.
This nigga is Captain Kirk now, jumping from planet to planet? What the fuck?
Nigga, you gotta listen to it, because he's like, nobody thought I'd do a whole album with Jerry Seinfeld. Ain't nobody thought
that.
No, because
he only did the mixtape.
All right, so who up next?
Yeah.
Who up next?
Dre is next.
Oh, shit, Dre, you awake. Hey, Dre, how are you?
You stupid.
Smart ass. mine is the name of the song is "This Is How It Works" by TLC. A lot of people don't know that. Yes, sir. A lot of people didn't know they did because it was on. I think they put it on the album, but I know it came out first on the Way to Hell album soundtrack, rather. And this was Nasty Helper. Was basically training people how to get ahead.
Oh.
Lord.
Oh
have
yeah.
Mercy.
Yes, sir. Then Louis.
Oh.
Because it was crazy because like when you know what I'm saying, when Wednesday Sales came out, you know, so the soundtrack was been like all uplifting and shit. But this motherfucker, damn, whoever wrote this shit, because I know they didn't write it, it probably was the damn Candy's ass from Escape, because she used to write a lot of that shit. But it says, not everybody knows how to do it. Some learn on the way. And I was like, God damn, what's she talking about? Like, some learn on the way? And then she was like, once you go downtown,
ooh,
you get a little taste.
I
was like,
nasty.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Looking at the lyrics.
Okay.
This song is nasty. Ooh, I'm looking at the lyrics.
Yeah, that sounds like terrible. Boy. What she say? Let me kiss the tip before you kiss the lips. Or something. They're talking about doing 69s and shit. I was like, whoa, like this dude. Like, this shit was crazy. Yeah, the 90s, man. The 90s, boy. I'm trying to tell you.
I don't know. You know what? 90s. You know what? Listen, let's talk about it. So, as we think about the 90s and where we were in life, I was in middle school, in high school. Ron was in somebody's college. I'll say
Rob was in his third year of college.
He was in college.
It depends on what 90 year you talking about. You might be right.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Why the fuck I ain't got nowhere to fucking talk? I hate it here.
Everybody hates it here. Dre hates it here because he ain't got no warm body and no bacon. You hate it because you ain't got no fucking parking spot. Taylor hate it because she ain't got no fucking ribbed gloves. And I ain't got no weed. We all fucked up.
First of all, let me tell you something. I have been scouring looking for them gloves. I cannot find them fuckers nowhere. Nobody's got them.
How did you use... Wait a minute. I got a question. Ma'am, did you use all 100 gloves?
No. Okay. Wait a minute. So when I discovered that you can do that with the gloves, it was already half the box was gone. I'm going to tell you why. It wasn't from that. It was because we were going to the store. We were stocking up and stuff. So we would wear the gloves. And then once I discovered that you could do, like, you can do what you do with them, I was like, wait. So I had tucked some away in case I felt like, you know, whatever. But now I can't find them.
This nigga is go get fucking ShopRite plastic bags and baby oil to make up for the gloves.
I will not.
Oh, shoot. No. She said, I can't find the gloves. If the glove don't fit, use some spit.
Okay.
Oh shit. All right, I'm done. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You use both. You use both.
Go ahead, Kitty. You next, Kitty.
She said you use both. You use both. So my song changed since y'all didn't know about the whole Kanye West situation with his Sunday Service album. So he has a song on there called Souls Anchored. But it's to the rhythm of Genuine's So Anxious.
No, he don't.
Yes, he do.
Oh my God.
You know, I got plenty of jokes. And when she played it for me, I looked at her like, what the fuck is you listening to?
Make it stop.
No, I can't make it stop because it's true.
You can't
it's
make
true.
That shit the fuck up.
Like, if I, cause so here's the thing. I have my friends that we talk about working out. We keep each other motivated, right? So one day on my playlist, it started playing. And I was like, what the hell? So I was like, why? And I posted it on my Facebook page, and I was like, why does Kanye have a song on his album that's to the beat of, it was actually to the beat while I was talking about Rain on Me. And I said, God is not pleased. And that's when my friend Olga was like, yo, have you heard the one that's to Genuine? And I hadn't heard it yet because it hadn't popped up on my playlist. When it popped up on my playlist, well, I tell y'all, I laughed to the heavens because I was like, really? Because all I want to sing is So Anxious instead of saying my soul is anchored.
And Taylor, he used the house song too.
Wait a minute, Dre, can I shut up? Because I got to do all the songs. So that was going to be my second shot to the earth. Shut up. And you know that y'all know that he's the only one who ain't sharing his songs in the group chat.
Right.
But want to ruin everybody else's song. Shut up.
Oh, shit.
I guess you
want
time
right.
out, my man.
I'm done. They're about to go take a nap.
Shut up. Squat.
Shut up. Oh shit, y'all stupid. These mics hard. Wait, these mics hard lemonades is harder than I thought they was gonna be.
Nigga, how many have you had? Because the more you have, the harder they get.
I cannot confirm nor deny the amount that I haven't taken. And I don't think it's none of your business.
That means he done ate a whole lot. That's his third box. That's what that means.
No, not these is the bottles of drink. This, which one are you drinking? That's the question. Which one?
The cranberry drink.
Oh,
the harder. Not even Mike's hard. Harder.
Mike's harder lemonade.
Harder.
Nigga.
Okay. I come back around. I'm on number two now.
It's back to you. Yeah, you're on number two.
It's on here.
All right, so now mine's is the second one is a little twisted, right? And the reason I say that because it's pretty obvious. So with mine's, I be having an A and a B because it makes me think of another one, right? So this one right here is my shit. Again, we're going back to the 90s, and we're going to a group called Intro. And they had a song called Come Inside. And it's pretty straightforward. You know what I'm saying? What the song is about. But it fucked my head up when I realized that this nigga gay and he really talking about dudes. Mm. And then that shit brought me to think of Novocaine. Frank motherfucking Ocean. You know what I'm saying? And how these fucking fussy boys... You know what I'm saying? These cheeky man be singing about pussy, but they really singing about dick. This nigga is talking about if you let me come inside. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm thinking about you the last time we made love. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my shit right there. And then I realized this nigga died from AIDS from getting dick in the Hershey Highway. I don't even like the song that much no more. But,
Raising my hand. I got a question. Ron, what did you say he did what now?
You heard what I said, nigga. You just want me to repeat it.
No. I didn't. And I need you to repeat it. Y'all know I got bad
this
hearing.
This motherfucker died from AIDS from taking penis in the Hershey Highway. He is a fudge packer.
The Hershey Highway, that's what we call it.
That's not an appropriate
Grassy
terminology. I'm just saying. I used to love that song, and then I realized, I'm like, God damn, this nigga. So you mean he? And then at the end, he was like, you know, at the end, they were like, "If you let me come inside."
It was the lead singer that was singing it. I don't know which one it was singing it for.
I'm the nigga talking, and he has the audacity to say to the bitch that I wanna touch those lips. Yeah, those two. Nigga, you're not interested in no pussy lips, nigga. You're not interested in that. You on the other team, nigga. You confusing me. And then this nigga, Frank Ocean, he said, "Model body in the Hollywood smile." Nigga, you ain't fucking with no female models, nigga. You fucking with Tyrese models, Boris Kojo models, nigga.
Oh, Lord.
That's the question, though. Which one was saying? Because it was three of them.
The one that died is the one that sung. The other niggas, so when you think of groups like that, it's like H-Town. One nigga sung, other niggas was there to take up space. Intro, one nigga sung, other niggas there to take up space. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Wait, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No. It's just the way you said it. One nigga sung the song, and the other ones just took up space.
Nigga, when Jeffrey Osborne left LTD, it wasn't TD. It was done. One nigga sing, other niggas take up space. When fucking, you know what I'm saying? You would think that motherfucker. What's the nigga name that Teddy Pendergrass was with? What was that shit? Hell no. Come on, Dre. I know you know. I know you know, Dre.
You talking about the Blue Notes?
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Teddy Pendergrass ain't Harold. He ain't Melvin, and he ain't a Blue Note. But that nigga was the singer, and them niggas just took up space. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, it's just the way you.
His name is Teddy, not Harold.
Saying it. And the way
no,
this
Rufus ain't sing a motherfucking song. It was Shaka singing, nigga. How the fuck his name is first?
I'm done talking to you. Just
I'm sorry. I apologize. It's the Mike Carter cranberry lemonade. I apologize. All right, who's next?
Because I just don't understand. Oh, Lord. I'm just trying to get in the house. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get in the house, get adjusted, get this doggone laptop.
No, but am I wrong, though? Did I say anything that was wrong?
No.
Ain't nobody saying you was wrong. It's just the way that you're saying it, dude. It's just your delivery.
It's my delivery.
It's the delivery of it all. You know, sometimes shit don't be funny. It's just the way that you say that shit. Like, you really ain't trying to be funny.
This nigga hit me with the madness brookie.
It's such conviction. Like, you could tell he meant what he said. But the fact that you said that the niggas is just taking up space, it's just...
God, I'm saying the Commodores had Lionel Richie. And a bunch of niggas taking, Zoom. Ain't nobody else zooming. Lionel Richie was the only nigga in the Commodore zooming. They was taking up space.
So you mean to tell me that Kelly and Michelle was taking up space in Disney's Child?
Nigga, did you hear the bitch? She said, I need a chance to be chiefing. That bitch can't sing. She's taking up space. And then on the weekend. Bitch, no.
Oh, God.
Space taker. She's a space taker.
Oh, God. I cannot.
They could have used a fucking cutout. They could have used Tupac's hologram for that bitch and saved money.
Oh, Lord, not Tupac's hologram.
They don't need her. They need me jeans on the weekend. Like, come on, son. Who the fuck fucks with her? I bet you Kanye ain't used that bitch on his gospel album, and she sing gospel.
No, he didn't. He did. He used some really good singers. I will tell you that. Kanye used some really good singers on his doggone album.
He ain't used her.
Because then... That choir is the bomb. But, oh, God. But, nigga, you and your delivery. That's all I got for you. That's all I got.
Okay. Oh, well, you know what? Fuck it. My delivery is over. Special delivery, G Dep. I'm going to talk about that, nigga. Anyway.
No, it's not bad. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing.
Oh, God.
The shit was funny. Oh, God. It okay. was funny.
Next up.
Instead of just calling somebody a backup thing, you know what I'm saying? They didn't really need you.
Nigga, take it on space.
He called him a space waster. That's what he called him. A space waster.
Nigga
ain't got no publishing. All a nigga do is know how to do the fucking steps. He's a pip.
That's all he do.
Thank you.
Woo woo.
Niggas that woo woo.
Oh, see, y'all stupid.
A lot of us ain't been drinking on the show today. Okay. I cannot.
Nah, but y'all know these niggas. Know what I'm saying? Yo, it's the red group. Know what I'm saying? That when you're back, at least, my favorite group, at least New Edition Space Holders was rhyming and talking. Ronnie and fucking Mike. No, I'm saying at least they was rhyming and talking.
Listen, you ain't gotta talk about my ex husband this way. Cause the moment I found out that his ass couldn't sing, we broke up. When he said, "I want to see your shoulders move." He said, "I want to see your shoulders move."
Now you know, yo slick blow.
They ain't gotta sing. All he gotta do is say, "Know what I'm saying?"
Now you know, yo slick blow.
you know what I'm saying? You just wait for everybody. You know, slick. But his ain't having that. taking ass.
Listen, I'm telling you. I'm sorry. I digress.
We all off topic.
Talking about the space holders.
Talking about the space holders in the group. Oh, Lord. Lord God. Keisha Taylor, you is up next.
Okay. So my next one is The Worst by Janae Aiko.
Okay.
Now,
I don't need you.
All of that. That song is wonderful. Up until she gets to the part where she start rapping. Now, this is where I put a little testing skills together.
Okay.
And I put some things together.
He's no item. Please don't like him.
Yeah, that's
you don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
You one night them.
You one night them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to direct your guys' attention to these lyrics.
Okay.
It says, goddamn baby, my mind's blown. Be forgetting you live in a different time zone. Now, I sat with that for a couple of days, and I was like, well, who the fuck lives in a different time zone?
Big Sean?
Janae Aiko and Drake had an entanglement.
This motherfucking National Enquirer Taylor, I'm fucking done with you.
Sway. Tell me how, Sway. Tell me about it.
Okay. So let me tell you about it. Now, okay. So here we go. So this was like.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did y'all hear that? That's another can just opened up.
Nigga, you drinking out of a can? Damn.
Nigga, not even no straw. Mouth right to the COVID can, nigga.
This nigga here. Where is my other? I'm sitting here looking for rollers. I'm trying. I'm rolling my hair while talking to you crazy people. Oh. Wait a minute. Okay.
Okay.
He getting knocked out.
So here
okay,
we go.
So Drake and Janae. Okay, continue, please.
Yes. Now, let me tell you how this came about. Now, as far as we know, right? Around the time she was coming out.
I'm sorry. I hate to stop you. Fuck you mean we? Who the fuck is we? Because I don't know shit. Don't put me in your fucking lies and your fucking fairy tale fables, nigga. We long as much as we know, I don't know shit.
Because you're telling it. So,
are you done?
Her? Okay.
Are you done?
I'm sorry.
So let's try this again. Okay. So, like I was saying, we... as in everyone, was first being introduced to her on this album. So, it's an EP, EP. So, she was relatively new at the time. That's why I said at the time. But she was busy interrupting me, so you didn't hear that part.
Nigga,
so
I still don't know
time,
about this we shit, nigga. I don't know who the fuck we is. I ain't French.
Shut up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Ryan, make sure that.
Thank you.
So people were just being introduced to her, and people were also being introduced to Drake. Now, in the same song, she says, there's another lyric where she says, so why would you show up so uninvited and then change my mind like that? Now, Drake has a line in the song. If I had all my notes together, which I don't, it's off the Views album where he was talking about how a young lady just shows up uninvited, and he don't like that.
So
I said, okay. Now we know around. Well, I mean, okay. People.
Thank you.
Okay, around this time, everyone is just coming out. So everyone kind of knows each other. So here's what I think. This is just solely my opinion. Okay, nobody else is involved in this. I think that Janae and Drake had an entanglement, and she wrote this song about him. Later on, I think once he got wind of it, like once he heard it, he wrote a song about her also. But yeah, definitely you live in a different time zone. Cause Drake, as far as I know, I think he's like the only rapper that lives in a different time zone.
You know what? On that note, I don't want to hear nothing else you have to say. You said he's the only rapper that lives in. So every rapper lives in one time zone except for Drake.
I said as far as I know.
Keisha Taylor. Is Snoop a rapper?
He lives in a different time zone than her.
It's new. What time zone does she live in?
She's in California, I believe.
Okay. So there's no rappers on the East Coast? There's none. None of them? There's no rappers that live on the East Coast? None?
I mean, you're right. There are grown-ass men who are still rappers. Yeah, you're right.
He said the only rapper that lives in a different time zone than her is Drake. Nigga, you making shit up now, National Enquirer Taylor.
Okay. Oh, God. I cannot today. Okay.
the Daily Taylor.
Okay.
Shut up, Ron. Shut up.
I'm on number 3.5. Nigga, you got to give me some leeway.
Oh, Lord. What else are you putting in that?
Nothing, nigga. I got cranberry, Mike's Harder, lemonade, and Black and Miles. That's it.
You must be on call.
No, I'm not. I'm actually off. I got both my daughters stay in the crib right now, chilling. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying each other. And I'm playing daddy.
Yes.
That's me. Wait till this other bitch call me daddy later. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Dre's next. Yeah, Dre's next. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, Dre. As we proceed.
Oh. Well, I got another song. This one came out in the early 80s. And it's a jam. They play it all the time in the clubs or whatever, all right? And the name of the lady, her name is Barbara Mason.
Uh-oh.
She had this song that was, she had a song, and like, it was like an answer song, basically, like an answer song to the song No Pain or whatever, right? And she talked about she got papers and all this other bullshit. So she had another song that was an answer to her own song, and it's called Another Man. So, the lyrics of the song goes, another man is getting my time. Another man is taking my spot.
So hold on. I hate to interrupt you. This is, for those who may not realize, the same song that Lil' Kim redid, right?
Yes, Lil' Kim and Biggie, yeah. They redone it.
Got you.
But theirs
okay.
was about, you know what I'm saying? Theirs was actually about cheating on each other. But this motherfucker right here.
Right.
Basically, she then went home and caught her man in her dress, her pantyhose and everything. This nigga was cheating on her with another dude.
Yeah.
What I want to put in my drink? I'm about to have a drink. I got some.
So you telling me, Dre, that your song correlates to my other song because this bitch was singing about the nigga from Intro and Frank Ocean fucking each other. That's what, see? You see how he brought it back around?
Basically.
Dre's a professional.
Basically, yeah.
Nigga, you have no right to be with nobody when you put an ice in a motherfucking cup about to get libation. All right?
Some Hennessy and cranberry mango.
It sound like you putting the ice in a fucking metal shaker.
No, I was putting it in my
no, no, don't it sound like that? Ting, ting. Nigga, what the fuck is a ting?
In my glass, clown. Put it in the water.
I'm sorry.
Now, which,
I'm out of control.
Okay, so which Hennessy should I do? Wait a minute. I was about to say, where is my brown? Okay, so I got white Hennessy, and I got regular
white.
Hennessy.
White.
Ooh, yeah. So I need the duty free to hurry up and open back up because I'm almost down to my last on my white Hennessy.
Nigga, I need Carnival Cruise Lines to open back up.
No, nigga, just open. Well, see, I guess since I'm always in the airport, I just need the duty free. Just need the duty free.
No, I need a cruise. I need to go somewhere warm. I'm sick of this fucking shit.
I agree. I'm with you. Hey, when you decide to go, I'll meet you there.
Say, I know you gonna meet me there, nigga. You might beat me there. Nigga, fucking go in. Nigga, be like, yo, send me your credit card information. I'm gonna check in. I'm already here.
I'm already here. What are you waiting? Throw ass on the goddamn boat.
You ain't here yet, nigga.
I've
been here since Tuesday.
Like, right, what kind of shit on the resort since Tuesday? Where is you at?
Oh, shit. All right, so that was Dre with the Another Man's Eating My Time.
Ooh.
What's the name of the song?
Not Eating My Time. Not eating my time. This nigga said eating my time.
I didn't. I heard myself. I was like, damn, nigga, that ain't the name of the song.
That is not the name of that song. Jeez Louise.
Well, another man's eating her man ass.
Yeah, that's what the fuck that was.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember that song. I ain't gonna hold you, Drake. I remember that song because I remember my mother and her friends laughing at that song. You know what I'm saying? I remember them laughing at that song. You know what I'm saying? That song, and not to cut nobody off, but what's the shit? Me and Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on.
Yeah, that's another cheating ass song.
No. Hey, Maj, remember we did that? The whole song? We had a show about that?
Yeah. I remember those. Yeah. We're going to go through that.
Let's do that.
Let's do that shit right there.
All right. So that's Dre. So you up next, Maj. Just your second one.
Okay, that's me. Let me. Okay. So Dre almost hit on my next song with Kanye. Rebecca, we're still on Kanye. He took the Follow Me and put it to Jesus. The house song, Follow Me. Follow me. Follow me. That song. Yeah. He put it to Jesus.
So let me get this straight. So he did that, like, follow him, like, what, to Jesus or some shit like that?
Yep. It's talking about how following, you follow Jesus. You're wanting to follow him, Jesus, you know, because as his disciples followed him into everything, that's what he did.
Wow.
So, yeah.
See, I thought that if Kanye, because Kanye used to talk about a whole bunch of bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And I thought he would have made a song called Swallow Me, you know what I'm saying? I not follow me, but I don't know. Maybe I'm bugging.
But you know, he's trying to be saved. And he's trying to be of Jesus. And so
the nigga running for president.
He,
saved niggas don't run for president.
What? Yep. God, you got
she said,
me.
What? What?
She ain't no reputation.
What?
He said, what?
Oh, shit.
Save niggas don't run for president. He's just heathen president.
Well, I don't know. But.
Follow me to Jesus.
Yep. And what I'm going to do, since once we get off or whatever, I'm going to send you all these songs. So that you can hear them for yourself.
Yes, because I've never heard either of these Kanye songs. I've never heard the Sunday Service album. Have you heard it, Keisha?
No, I stopped listening to Kanye music a long time ago.
Any particular reason why?
He just lost all his marbles. Like when you listen to his earlier albums, and then you start leaning towards now, like, you can hear, like, where he just, like, his marbles started losing. Like, he started losing them.
They didn't leave.
No, they left.
Okay, so.
It wasn't like he dropped them or he misplaced them. Like, they left. Like, his marbles got their shit and just was like,
they
you
got
can't
up
no
and
more.
Left. And like, bitch, we out. Goodbye.
That's what they did. That's what they did. Just like, you know how chick edges just leave? That's what his marbles did.
You know what?
The reason why people.
Your turn is over. No. Just like chick edges leave? No, your turn is. Who's next? No, she's done. This nigga said, like, bitch, the edges.
How am I on punishment? What
else? All right, so. This nigga said these marbles are gone like bitches' edges.
I don't know what the fuck I just did. I didn't do nothing. That's what you said.
He said his marbles is gone like a surprise bitch's eyebrows.
Listen, either the bitch burnt them off or either she shaved them. Whichever one happens, they gone.
They just got up one day. Like, they did, they got their little bags, and they was like, I'm getting tired of your shit. And they left.
You don't never buy me nothing.
I'm done with y'all. Y'all said niggas. Eyebrows, edges, and marbles got a fucking bandana on a stick and hitchhiking down fucking I-95.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
We headed north. We following the North Star.
We motherfucking tired.
He said we following the North Star. You going the wrong way if you heading down 95. Bitch, you gonna be lost.
Oh, shit. I'm done.
They said we motherfucking tired. That's what happened. They said we tired.
Okay. So now my third one is fuckery. It's pure fuckery. Because I don't know what the fuck this song is.
Uh-oh.
For weeks, if not months, everybody. And when I say everybody, remember before I stopped you saying everybody, all rappers don't know, nigga, everybody. Was confused with what this nigga said. Okay?
Okay.
Nigga.
Oh, like
what
that.
The fuck
wait
was Young
minute,
Thug talking
it.
About? Nigga, what? Nigga, what?
What are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about? And the worst part is that even though I didn't know what the fuck he was saying, and I liked it. I didn't know what he was saying.
Okay, I got it. I know what he said.
Yeah, now we know, because we done slowed the shit down to fucking a crawl and listen to the shit.
What did he say?
Come on, tell us.
What did he say?
Okay. It says, I've done a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
We came straight from the bottom to the top. My lifestyle. Niggas live a
lifestyle.
Life like a beginner. And this the only thing.
No. You're not going to just read that like it's fucking stock report. You're going to say it like he said it, nigga. Go ahead.
I can't do it.
Rewind, selector. Come again. Let me hear you say that again, please.
No. No. Oh, God. I can't. That's it, but that's
I'm
gonna
do the name.
That's beginning. That part is he saying beginning. In the beginning, that's beginning.
Oh shit, yo, I'm hot. Oh shit, you stupid.
Oh my god.
But that's what he says.
If you say so, I had yo for weeks. For weeks. So now this is old. We're going back to the 70s. And I hate to know what I'm saying. I'm not giving you an extra one. But I didn't know what he said in that. And another thing, I never knew what they said. And these are songs, but these are TV songs. Like Archie Bunker. Y'all remember Archie Bunker?
Yeah.
At the end of the song, it says, G-O-I-N, Sowing Great. Huh? G-O-I-N, Sowing Great. Those were the... And, yo, I literally had to wait till the fucking show came on, put it on mute, and watch the lyrics that came up on the scene, on the TV. G-R-O, LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
What the fuck that mean?
A car, a LaSalle, a car. G-R-O, LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Oh.
Right. G-R-O, and Sowing Great. Like, nigga.
I hated that fucking girl. That shit was annoying. Her damn voice was so fucking annoying.
It was, wasn't it? Oh, wait. Y'all ready for this? Her voice was like Betty's when she laughed.
Aw, damn.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I think hers was a little bit more. Especially when she tried to get the high note on the show.
Ooh,
oh, my
shit.
God.
Damn.
Wait, it's not as bad. I just said that because she ain't here to defend herself. Fuck it. She can't beat me.
Damn it.
Now she can't beat me.
Now she can't beat me. She can't beat
me. That nigga sick me.
Can't
she
beat
can't
me
beat me. She can't chase me. I'm stupid. I'm stupid.
Imaj. So we go ahead and
Shut up. It's Shat. S-H-A-T. Shat up.
Shut up.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. I got tears running down my ass. Ah, y'all niggas is dumb. I'm just saying.
Oh, it's us.
I mean.
It's us. It ain't nothing to you. You ain't got no parts in that, right?
I laughed. I know what I did. I laughed.
You laughed at Betty because she can't beat me or chase me.
She can't do that. She can't do nothing.
Look. Shut up.
She gonna throw one of her wigs at me and try to trip me. Go entangle on my ankles and make me trip.
You better hope ain't no lace for it. Okay, we're gonna stop. Cause I gotta get.
I'm like, I'm stupid. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm done. I did my three. I'm shutting up.
Keisha, it's your turn. Gather us together. And get up. Gather us.
No, I'm not going to gather y'all together. You shut up, because you know what you said, and you heard it. You know what you said, Remo. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
If you don't shut up, I'm going to go on in here. I'm going to mute you.
Oh, shit, nigga, I'm going to mute you. I'm going to mute you.
Oh, God.
I don't care if you are hosting today. I'll mute you.
Oh, shit. Nigga said,
I got the power.
I'm going to mute you.
Like, she was like, I don't care about you being nobody. I will mute the fuck out of you.
Oh,
okay.
Shit. Yo, y'all
okay,
stupid.
Okay, girl.
That's what she get for not being here. Fuck that. If she was here, I wouldn't have said it.
We're going to have a side conversation about that, ma'am. Okay, so my last song.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I said, though.
We all heard you, nigga.
Shut up. What the fuck I say?
Okay, I'm going to drink my drink. I'm drinking my drink. I'm shutting up.
You better drink your drink, and you better drink it slow.
Savor it, nigga.
It's good because I'm gonna need a second one. I need a second one.
Oh shit!
No,
you join the club, nigga.
You don't.
Oh man.
So this
okay.
last
okay.
one. All right.
What
this
you got?
Song gets on my goddamn nerves, and till this day, I still hear it because they play it at my job. I'm not sure why, but it's an old song. It's All Around the World by Lisa Stansfield.
Mm.
Oh,
I can't find my baby.
I don't know when, I don't know why.
Why he gone away. Yep.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you why he went away. It's because you was out being a hoe. And he got tired. And
Lord.
All I know is my favorite part of that song is when the bitch says 999 been around the world and I.
She's not saying nine. She's saying
spoil my fun, nigga. My fun, she's saying 9999. You can't tell me. Nigga, that's funnier.
Oh, damn. That is funny.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I got to control myself.
I can't. All right.
So, yeah.
Wait,
so
what
made
you think
goes,
that Lisa Stansfield was a hoe? What makes you think she was a hoe in that song?
I'm about to tell you. So in the song, she says, so open-hearted, he never did me wrong. I was the one, the weakest one of all. So we already know what happened with that. We could read between the lines. So what happened was she was out,
oh.
and she decided to pop that pussy for somebody else, and he found out about it, and then he left.
Interesante.
Mm-hmm.
I never looked at it like that, but yeah, she was a hoe. You know them cracker bitches always fucking somebody. Oh my bad, did I say that? My bad. Rewind. I didn't even say that.
And we're just gonna completely disregard that. We're gonna move on. And another part of the song, she says, "We had a quarrel, and I let myself go. I said so many things he didn't know. That further lets me know she was out here hoeing. So she not only did she do it once, she did it more than once, and he finally got hit to that shit.
Wait. Did she tell a nigga that she was fucking somebody else? Is that what you're trying to insinuate?
Yes, I feel like she did. I feel like, you know, they got into an argument, and he was like, well, such and such, and she was like, well, I let Tony bust me down, now what? And then he was like, oh, for real? And then she was like, yup.
And then he was like, you know what?
So you telling
but
me?
I got you.
So you telling me she was like, I'm fucking with. So what? I don't care. You can call me a possum. That's why I'm fucking with Dre. Is that what happened?
I feel like that's what happened. And that's what happened. So then, boom, check this out, right? So, boom, after that, right? So they got into their little disagreement or whatever. So you know the rule, like, when you live with somebody, you're not supposed to go to bed mad, right? So
right.
She went over there, and she was like, okay, you know what? My bad. Things got a little heated. He was like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. You're right. Things did get a little heated. You know what? I'm sorry, too. So, boom. They go to bed or whatever. Okay. So he hit her with that mix. You know, he put something in her teeth, and she was out like a light. So as she was sleeping, he was steady packing. He got all his stuff together and put it in his suitcase and left like Kanye Marbles.
And she was like, nine, nine, nine.
And then, like, 2 days later, she woke up, and then she was like, damn, where'd he go? And now she trying to be, like, now where in the world is Carmen San Diego? Now you can't find her. He gone.
You stupid.
But the thing is, he got a two-day advantage. So he in Puerto Vallarta right now. Like, he been gone. Like, he was swiped up the passport. Like, he left, honey. Like, he left. He left.
You said
he
the nigga
back.
Left Lisa Stansfield and went to Catherine Zeta Jones. I'm done with you.
That's what he did.
Sidebar. Can I give y'all a quick sidebar?
Hold on.
It is the, now it's almost the 14th of November, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why niggas outside barbecuing? Right now. Like,
today.
Right now, I'm looking at the grill.
It was a little warm today.
Because, first of all, let me tell you something. It is never too late for a rib dinner. And that's all I'm going to say.
Listen. So the complex I live in, me and my peoples, we get out here and we do it right? Now, my complex, the address starts with 13. So since today's the 13th, on the 13th, we like, you know, gangsters make hood holidays. You know what I'm saying? So we got a hood holiday on the 13th of every month where we celebrate because, you know what I'm saying, that's our complex starts with 1300. These niggas is out here barbecuing. Like, I should take a picture right now and show y'all this fire in this grill. These niggas is out here with skewers and fucking chicken legs.
So, listen. So you say y'all celebrate on the 13th of every month, right? Well, today is Friday the 13th. Let them niggas celebrate.
No, what you mean, them niggas? I'm with them, too. I just stepped in my car for this call, nigga. I'm with them.
So why you... Shut up. Stop complaining. I'm trying to figure out how to use this $10 off on this outfit. Since $10 off.
All right, fuck your outfit. Dre, you next.
No, ma'am. No, spam. No.
It's written all over your face.
No. Put that down. Back away.
But it's so cute.
No. I understand that, but no. The answer's no. No, you, after what
you
I
liar,
said, you deserve nothing,
a
ma'am.
A cheater, deceiver, heartbreaker.
But my ass looks so good in this dress. And I already got shoes.
No.
Dre, please go and interrupt these heifers in their estrogen talk.
I'm trying, bro.
How you trying?
Oh my god,
what is wrong with you? He said he's tired,
like,
not trying.
Nine.
Okay, go. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
My third one is the classic love song, Love Train.
Yo, people all over the world. John
no, No.
Oh. Oh.
Not that one.
Oh, which one?
Not that one. We're talking about the Brian Pumper remix.
What? The hell?
No,
what are we talking about?
Talking about some funk.
What are we talking about? What are you talking about, Willis?
We're talking about the classic song from the group called Confunk.
Uh-oh.
Okay, they had a song called Love Claims. You know what I'm saying? All night, waiting, pacing, too much, can't sleep, gotta call it up.
Okay.
He's trying to get in touch with this chick, right? That he's been dating or whatever for a minute, but she won't answer the phone.
Hmm,
and so
what's she doing?
This nigga was like, if by chance I could just call you. She wasn't having it. Come to find out, she was fucking a nigga that he's cool with, like his best friend. And they were bandmates. True story. So while he was trying to call her, his bandmate, I think it was the drummer, was knocking her damn back out. And then she was spending the morning time with him. And they didn't know until she showed up at the concert that she thought she was dating.
Nigga,
like,
that's the Five Heartbeats, nigga. Donald Duck and his brother, nigga. That I seen this movie before.
No, nigga.
Nigga, that ain't the Five Heartbeats.
The
they was playing Shy
the
Brother.
They broke up with the group and went solo because of that shit.
Shut up. God, dummy. Golly, I'm trying to pack my bag, repack my bag so I can get ready when I go back to work. This nigga here.
I'm saying the nigga said it was bandmates fucking. That sound like the Five Heartbeats, nigga. Am I wrong?
Yeah, dude, but that shit was fictional. This shit right here is real.
He was really, yeah, when keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah, this shit was real.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Lord.
All right. So let me ask y'all this question. Do y'all think that was a rampant thing? That was a very popular thing for bandmates to be fucking each other's girls?
Yeah.
Hold on. Not we go to Cleveland and we see fucking Tashana and we both fuck Tashana. I mean, like, you fuck my girl. That's what I mean.
Yeah. I think that's a common thing because everybody's trying to get somewhere.
Nigga, the Jacksons. Jermaine got babies by his brother's baby's mama.
Oh, my God. And what's them niggas? Omarion, B2K, didn't they do this shit too?
So one of them was fucking Omarion mama, and the other one was
his
fucking
mama?
His baby mother.
Yeah,
his mother.
Yeah.
His
mother
or his baby mother?
No, it was both.
Two different
band
mates.
So one
band
member.
Bandmates.
So listen, one band member was messing with his mother. One band member, band member was messing with his baby mom.
I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
And then Buffett was wondering why.
Wait a minute. Was it somebody fucking LeBron mama on his team?
That was Delonte West, the nigga that's crazy. But wait, hold on. Let's go back. Wait, let's go back to the B2K shit. So one nigga was fucking Omarion's mother. One nigga was fucking his baby mother. And then wasn't the manager fucking one of the boys in the group?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they claimed,
oh my God.
He claimed that he raped him, but the manager, he stuck by his guns. He said he did not do that shit. They never figured it out.
There's a whole lot of fucking around in the R&B game.
So
Oh, it's a lot going on that you don't know about.
You think Ralph Tresvant trying to
play
for you?
It's a lot of that going on in that R&B stuff. And music, and period.
What, nigga?
You think Ralph Tresvant trying to fuck Whitney Houston?
Oh, man.
No.
Oh, no.
He wound up damn cheating on his girl for his baby mama with damn who is that wife? El DeBarge's wife. He wound up marrying her.
Oh my God. The nigga went to President went to one to El DeBarge's wife.
Yeah, he married her. He left his family for her. That's the crazy part. Man.
I'm done with
how many kids Ralph got? He got a shit. He got a couple kids by the damn woman, and he left them for damn El DeBarge's wife. That's crazy.
These niggas is crazy. Yo, what's wrong with these niggas? They don't know how to say no to pussy.
No. Do you know how to say no to pussy?
Sweetheart, I've said no to more pussy than I said yes to. How about that? You like apples? How about those apples? This all dick is too good for most of y'all bitches. How about that?
Oh, wait a minute. First of all, y'all include other people like us. Y'all, I don't know who y'all is, but I'm okay with it.
So I ain't wanting your dick like anyway, nigga.
Did not stand out and say, please give to me. I did not say that.
Y'all,
I
was here.
I didn't say that. I never dropped that in the inbox. I'm gonna be real honest. I got specific shit that I like, and I usually don't steer away from those specific shit that I like. That's probably why the same Negroes have been around for the last 10 years.
Don't go, best friend.
How? So, the last we discussed Rain On Me song, and then there's a, okay, he also did Weak. He redid SWV's I Get So Weak in the Knees.
I'm going to need you to listen to another fucking album besides this fucking Sunday Service shit, nigga.
Boy, that shit funny.
I had my song.
Every fucking body else is going through the 70s, 80s, 90s, nigga. You on one album, nigga. I need you to diversify.
I had my song. But when at the beginning of the show, I changed them because y'all hadn't heard of these songs. So,
nigga, we ain't heard of these songs either.
You picked the fucking good one, boy.
No, all right,
so what's the song?
The
we listening.
Like,
we listening.
No, the song is Weak. Like, he redid SWV's Weak as a church song.
But how did he do it? Sing it for us, nigga. What the fuck? You got a voice?
What did he say? What did he say? He didn't. He said, he really didn't change the words to this one because he still says, I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak, I lose all control, and something comes over me.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And your love is so amazing. Like, and literally, it's still the same song, but he's having it talk about God.
And Kanye is singing?
No, Kanye is not singing. He has a gospel choir singing this song.
Okay. Thank you.
So, like, originally, so let me tell the world what my original songs were. My original song was Adele and Hello, Beyonce, If I Were a Boy, and Whitney Houston's How Will I Know. So those were my original. All right,
so go to Beyonce, because I want to hear about that one.
So pretty much that song was about her having her day as a boy and the way that she was being treated by a man. You know, one day if I woke up, if I was a boy and I treated you the way that you treat me, you wouldn't like that shit. You wouldn't like it, period, if I were a boy. But, yeah, that was it. But so we're going to talk about...
And what's
got,
the other one? What was the
got,
other one?
Whitney Houston's I Want To,
right.
How Will I Know?
And what was that one really about? How would she know if Robin eating her pussy?
Lord, I'm done.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
Pretty much, how would I know? Like, it was really a song. That, I don't even want to talk about it no more. We're going to talk about the whole song at the last part of this show. We're gonna play the whole song. Songs that we knew that they were some whole ass songs about being the other woman. That's what this was. SWV's I'm So Into You.
Mm-hmm. That's one of them. That's one of them. They got another one too. What's the other one? Girl, did you know, girl, that thing, what's that shit right there?
Oh, you're the only one for me.
Right, right.
That I'm hungry.
That was out of left field, nigga.
Hey, I'm hungry.
I had an orphan room, the Anderson Cup, it's called a 5-piece.
All right, I'm going to need you to put the fucking bag of potato chips back in your back pocket, nigga. I'm going to need you to do that for me.
I didn't open them.
Oh, man, they some salt, salt and vinegar potato chips.
You think I got the munchies? You sure you wasn't smoking, nigga?
I'm positive.
Oh, shit.
I don't smoke weed.
Wait, but what about this one? What about this one? I know y'all know about this one. Secret lovers. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we
are.
That was the shit right there, nigga.
Trying so hard to hide the way we feel.
The way we feel. What? Atlantic Star, nigga. What you know about that, nigga? That's some real get some pussy song right there.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying. Y'all acting like y'all don't know. You know what I'm saying? There'd be a whole bunch of these songs out here. You be listening to them. They'd be like, wait, are you talking about fucking Sandra's name? Yeah, that's what they be talking about.
Oh, but don't get it twisted. It ain't just the women, because it was some nasty-ass dudes that was cheating, too. And I'm talking about this shit goes from the back to the 70s. Up to the band.
Nigga, the OJs made the backstabbers.
Shit, Smokey Robinson, Agony in Ecstasy. This nigga's
Sir, what you not gonna do is turn up about Smokey Robinson. You understand me? What you not gonna do is talk about Smokey like that, okay?
That shit, baby. Get your green ass fucking cheating like hell.
You're not gonna talk about Smokey. You're not gonna do it. Mm-mm. She said,
like
you're not
gonna
talk about my green ass, daddy.
Hey, excuse me. Don't worry about what Smokey was doing, okay? Don't worry about that, okay? let him live.
And
you're not
talking
about Smokey
the ecstasy. That motherfucker was cheating like hell while he was laying in the bed. He just got to have sex with his wife and he was dead to about society. Like, nigga.
That's not what that song is about. Shut up.
You stupid. They defended Smokey, son.
I didn't say nothing about Smokey. I'm just saying, she said, you're not going to talk about Smokey Robinson. You better not talk bad about Smokey Robinson.
You better not talk about Mr.
Robinson.
What
about Marvin Gaye?
Hey, you talk about him all you want, but you ain't going to talk about Mr. Smokey.
You don't talk about Smokey like he ain't here.
Okay.
Y'all got issues. I mean, but when you look at it, motherfuckers write songs about real life situations, and you know it'd be a bunch of entanglements. I'm waiting for August Alsina to write another song about this shit. I'm waiting.
Shit, the whole album.
No,
is
first
about
of all,
it.
excuse me, raising my hand. First of all, he shouldn't have wrote the first one. Second of all, we didn't need to know nothing about that. So see, here's what
at all.
You talk too damn much. Nobody asked you all that. You could have shut up. You could have shut up. Because, see, now here's what's going to happen. Anybody else that might have been in your position, now it ain't no more position because now they done decided, you know what, we ain't even going to do this no more. And you giving open relationships a bad name because you talk to them.
Yeah, he is. He definitely
And nobody gave a damn to begin with. Like, I never was like, oh, my God, Will, Jada, and August Alsina. Like, I was cool with never hearing another song from him ever again. Like, I was okay with that. Like, I was fine. Like, my life is progressing without his music. I was okay.
You stupid.
Just
She said, I was going about my day to day. Fine.
Yeah, without it. Without it. Mm-hmm. Now, what I couldn't live with was that damn remix that they did. Entanglement, 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 entanglement. Now, that I couldn't live without.
Not you couldn't live without it.
That's crazy.
That little remix was hilarious.
My mom jam.
Okay? That thing tickled my spirit.
I need to earn these. I need to earn my mom jeans.
All right, I'm going to need you not to sing about, you know what I'm saying, your responsibilities.
And this other one that they did, you about to lose your job. That one is hilarious, too.
Yo, and she blew up off of that shit, too, yo. She got over a million fucking followers on Instagram. That shit's crazy.
Is that right?
We about to write a song. And we're going to go viral.
They played that sucker on SNL. They played it on Instagram.
Yeah, because the dude that did the beat, he got paid for it. He was, that's how I found out she had a bunch of followers, because I followed the dude that did the beat, the Crazy Cat dude, because he do like a bunch of cartoons and have him rapping over the hip-hop beats and shit. And
yeah.
I seen it when he tagged her in it. And then I went to her page. I said, get the fuck out of here. Like, what the fuck?
Where is my white bodysuit? Oh, sorry.
Issues.
So, Ron, how you feel about the Kevin Campbell song, the stalking song?
Can we
talk? Kevin Campbell song? Kevin Campbell is still living?
God damn. God damn. This is
now, that was my childhood crush. Even though he didn't like me, he was my childhood crush.
I mean, I fuck with Tevin Campbell. Don't get it twisted. I wish, you know what I'm saying? Well, that's another one of those, you know what I'm saying, intro Frank Ocean niggas. You know what I'm saying? Tevin Campbell was the original Fosse boy.
He never came out and said he was gay.
He didn't.
Listen, all I know is I didn't hear no new songs from Tevin Campbell, but I'll be on the lookout, you know what I'm saying? Because Can We Talk is my shit.
Yeah.
But you know that's the song I was talking about. You know it's a stalking song, right?
You know what?
It was a stalking song.
You
was stalking
and
the
girl.
A stalking song? Well, I mean, nigga, we know.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
baby,
Kevin Campbell.
So
listen,
face.
Even the shit he did that Prince wrote, shh, break it down.
Break
like, that
down.
Nigga was a real
man.
That nigga had issues.
Yeah,
that's
sound.
What
this
you know
love is a private affair. Oh, sorry,
dancer. That nigga was nasty. Nigga talking about doing the show on the desk and in the kitchen and said, nigga.
Your prince was the fucking shit out of that.
I don't know, but I ain't hear no new Tevin Campbell song. I don't. I'm kind of scared.
Ain't no new
it ain't a new song.
Ain't
it's
no new
just
song.
The damn the one I was just talking
Can
about.
Can We Talk?
Can We Talk?
I thought you meant he had a new song. I'm like, what the fuck? This nigga still singing? I thought he was, you know what I'm saying?
No,
man, was fucking
he
the penis is poking it.
Oh, Lord, this nigga here.
Shut up. No, he.
I didn't know he could still sing.
Singing.
I thought he had strep throat.
No. Forever strep throat? Nigga forever got strep throat. go to sleep. So this is what we're going to do. We've reached 12 o'clock. You know, at 12 o'clock, we usually go into our group and we start a group chat so that we can live chat for about an hour.
You
so
telling me he don't
do.
Got strip throat?
We're going to
go
over
there. Ron,
hush
your mouth. Hush your mouth, Ron. Hush your mouth, Ron.
We're going to talk. Shut up. Shut to the up. As I try to find my white bodysuit, because I can't find it. Yeah. So that's what we're about to head over to. What's next week? Next week is. Okay, I'm on call next week, so I don't know where I'll be, so it depends. So I'll let you guys know what next
we
week.
We don't
home,
need you, we got
week.
Taylor.
That's all I'm saying.
Wait a minute. Let me. Hey. Before you start volunteering me for shit, let me check out my schedule. You fuck around.
I'm stupid.
That's why she and I have private conversations about stuff like that, and y'all niggas don't need to know. So we'll figure it out. We'll see where the week takes us.
We'll find out. Indeed.
So we're gonna head over.
Okay, I might be all right Friday. I might be able to do it.
Okay. So we're gonna head on over
to
the group chat in the group and hang out for about an hour and talk some fuck shit just because we can. So we'll see you guys next week, same time, same place, different shenanigans.
Deuces.
Good night.
Good night.